Espen from Finland, Vivian Wagler-Sjölund from France, Marie-Claire Lenry, and from Norway with me, and with great support from the Secretariat. During this biennium, we had three meetings where we reviewed the contributions and tried to find smart and innovative ideas for increasing the financial contribution to the work of the Convention. And the Secretariat has been extremely good help in order to reach out to parties and possible donors. In the previous biennium, actually, it was organized a meeting with several bodies and agencies at the European Commission, where we made a promotion of the Convention and underlined its applicability in member state countries, as well as in many of the neighboring countries to the EU. And I will say what has also been said by the Madam Chair, that the financial contribution make a difference to avoid that activity strandless, and that we don't have to delete decided activities. And also, then we have this long-term strategy for the Convention. Also implies that we need financing. In the order to follow up the work plan and carry out activities, this relies on financial contribution from us, the parties. And let us not forget why this Convention is so important, because by implementing its measure, our work will contribute to save lives of human beings, and it gives better health and protect properties, houses and industrial installations, protect the environment and thus create better lives, increase the economy, which then is basis for better welfare in our societies and in the region, throughout the whole UNEC region. And we have already said the Industrial Accident Convention is not a static instrument, and the work we have performed, the three last biennium, is a proof of that. So it's easy for me to make reference to the discussion we had this morning on ICET as an example. And we have also mentioned the assistance and cooperation program with all its project inclusions of partners and partnership, and the work of safety of tailings management facilities, which has turned out to be a global success. And the work on land use planning we mentioned is with its tangible results, and also cooperation, whether our cooperation between industrial accident experts and the land use expert, and the work on the risk assessment which you have mentioned, and the NATEC. So this is important that we must understand that this work cannot be done without the financial support. And with not at least the increase of the number of parties since the Convention came into force is a good measure. So therefore we welcome Ukraine as the 42nd party at the last COP. And which country will be the next to accede? I'm looking forward to that. And all these activities, they could not been realized without the financial contribution from parties. And you have seen, and we will hear from the Secretariat, that there is a significant rising in the contributions over the years, and that is thanks to the developing work and activities we have decided upon in the framework of the Convention and the long-term strategy. The small group of financing, we acknowledge the report on the use of financial and in-kind resources to implement the work plan of 2023-24. It is nice to observe the increase of the financial contribution throughout the years. However, we must remember that there's a quite huge increase in different activities as well. So that again require a need for increased financial contribution. And in the opinion of this small group of financing, we will need more contribution and more sustainable financial contribution in the biennium ahead if we are to manage to follow up the Convention requirements in line with the development in the industry, emergency risk and climate change adaptation, etc. So despite of rising contribution over years, there is an unfair distribution among parties of financial support to the work plan of the implementation, as only one half of the parties contribute financially. This you can read from this Secretariat reports on the use of financial and in-kind resources to implement the work plan 2023-24. And also based on this information, very few parties contribute in line with their economic scale, which is important to consider options in this regard, including from other financial sources, not only from directly from the agency represented here or the ministry. And this information was sent to you as focal point from me as input for consideration of your country's financial contributions. So receiving contribution as early as possible is important for planning and predictability of the work plan implementation and also to secure secretariat staffing, as the chair mentioned. And I will also at the end mention what we discussed at our meetings that every contribution bears a cost, and there is a recommendation in the document to provide larger contribution, possibly by grouping them and providing a minimum contribution of $1,000. So with these words, Madam Chair, I hope this was useful for the upcoming Tour de Table.